Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are touching base again with Outcrop, silver and gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OCG and on the OTCQX under the symbol OCGSF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Joe Hebert. Now, Joe, because we haven't had you on the show in a little while, I want to bring everybody up to speed on some of the work that the company is doing. A lot on the Santa Ana property in Colombia. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Outcrop Silver and Gold is more or less a hybrid prospect generator and explorer. The company has a collection of projects in Colombia, but as I mentioned, the focus right now is drilling your Santa Ana property. That's where I want to start. I understand that drills are turning. And look, you already have had some drilling and made some discoveries on this project. But when it comes to the overall strategy of the drill program right now for the Santa Ana property, please, Joe, bring us up to speed on what you're trying to prove out here with this drilling that's planned.
Yeah, well, just for perspective, we just hit 28,000 meters in 175 holes. What that has produced is six well-drilled delineated high-grade shoots and probably an indication of two more. What we have set up going forward for approximately the next 8 months is another minimum 15,000 meters of drilling. We have two rigs on site, but we have the flexibility to either work one or two, or you know, one and, or vary the shifts, depending on what we want to do with respect to the target advancement and drilling things deeper. But the prime objective with the 15,000 meters going forward is we need to take these things to depth. I think you might be aware that it looks like it's an epithermal telescoped on an orogenic. If that's the case, orogenic mineralization can go kilometers. So we're stepping back into some of the known shoots, drilling those out at depth, drilling them out along strike. And then simultaneously with that, we are the structures that we know are fertile or prolific with respect to having shoots before. We're going to test those on more of a systematic basis on about a 200 meter spacing with drill hole fences. The hope for that portion of the drilling is to bring in, is to increase all the known shoots by at least 50% in terms of volume, discover two more close in, and then we'll work on the social and administrative permit to drill some of the low-hanging fruit that we've generated targets out to the north and to the south. Up to the north, we've got direct continuation of known veins that we've sampled up to 3 kilograms silver in, and to the south, we've got two or three targets that we've sampled up to 5.5 kilograms. We kind of want to preserve a little bit of the footage until we or meterage till we can get onto those targets, because we really know those are going to be low risk, high return. But if that sort of plan is, and we can start drilling those targets right about the 1st of January, we think, after the holidays. If that combined program of the delineation with the drilling systematically along a few known open vein systems and starting drilling those targets in January and continuing for the next 4 months, that we think would put us at the 12 total shoots total.
Well, Joe, just remind the audience, you know, you mentioned you have around 6 shoots now, you're trying to get to 12 shoots total. There's some new areas to the north that you're working on expanding into, and there's also that new target, the Maris target you have to the west. How many new shoots do you think you can uncover in this current drill campaign that you're still ongoing with right now?
I think in the 15,000 total with that combined sort of makeup of the program, I think we'll hit the 12 shoots in around May.
And then, Joe, would the plan be to come out with an initial resource here? Would you need more drilling? What would then the next step be?
Well, I tell you what that would put, the position that would put us in is it would put us in the position, one, make the resource, maiden resource calculation decision, And if we did make that decision based on the volume and our in our internal work of what we're of the shoots, the grade and metals in the shoots we're seeing, there would be probably a good part of that would already be drilled out as inferred, and then you would we would make a decision then if we wanted it indicated plus inferred, if we just wanted to have it inferred, and then if it's an inferred resource, come in again and keep drilling, but drill at a higher rate specifically to do infill drilling appropriate to indicated.
Well, as you move towards more of an inferred resource and then get that other drilling going, the definition drilling to take it to an indicated, and you're looking at these different targets, which one has you most excited of the ones that you're currently drilling? And could you maybe expand a little bit more on the new Maris target, just to give listeners a more of a feel of what you found there?
Yeah. Well, the Maris has... We don't know if it's going to be a consistent observation, but the initial observation is that it's thicker down there. We have veins in outcrop up to 2.8 meters, and we have a float vein that we don't quite know the source of, but it creates a broad linear pattern about 300 meters long. We have float boulders up to 4 meters. If that holds, so that means that the shoots may actually be a little bit thicker on average than what we're drilling now, and then we have similar features to the, and then we just near that's Maris, and near Maris we have Espiritu Santo, very similar samples from those areas on outcropping veins. Like I say, I think there's a 2.5 kilogram and a 5 kilogram.
Joe, what about some of the regional targets too? Because some of these targets that we've been talking about are all more or less around some of these vein shoots that you already know of. But I know that you guys are looking regionally and also around this Frias mine. What can you tell us about the work that's going on and when possibly some of these regional targets will be drilled?
Yeah, we're working on the Frias. The Frias, actually, the permitting for that area will be roughly the same time as the Maris, Espiritu Santo, and North El Dorado. What we hope to have it done, the work done, when we're good to go on the drilling, we want that to pretty much be walk up, build the platforms and go. And so the thing about Frias is sort of an explanation, interesting in and of itself, but also we think Frias produced almost 10 million ounces of silver at almost 2 kilograms. And Frias really represents, it's an analog to one of our shoots. So the value of Frias in and of itself of being a very high quality target around it is it does actually give us an idea of if our shoot estimations are supportable by what we're seeing elsewhere on the projects. The Frias mine exploration would probably extend our total trend from about 4 kilometers to about 14 kilometers. So it's a substantial length in strike. And then within that area between our southernmost discovery and Frias, there's probably an additional 20-25 kilometers of vein zones that we've defined by either surveyed workings or projections from surveyed workings. So really, we've touched like 10% of the project.
Yeah, Joe, that's the thing is this is a massive project and there's just so much room to grow it. I'd love you to dig in a little bit more to some of the work you're doing, extending things to the north. And I guess there's also a lot of east to west action as well with some of those different splays. But just in particular, the north expansion, what are you doing there and just hone in on that for investors?
Yeah. Okay, so our northernmost permitted area is the El Dorado Chute. It actually goes up against another area we're working on for permits. The El Dorado Chute's open in the northern direction. We've extended the El Dorado vein itself a whole nother kilometer, and that's where I was mentioning the El Dorado vein north of our discovery. We can get 3 kilograms at surface from surface trenching of veins. But it's not just the El Dorado. We call it the North El Dorado, but that area is about a 700 meter to 1,000 meter extension of 7 veins.
So, Joe, what about some of the other projects in the company's portfolio? As I mentioned, a hybrid prospect generator and explorer. Let's talk about some of the other projects in Colombia outside of the Santa Ana property, please.
Well, we got similarities to Santa Ana in what we call our Helia project in Antioquia. Easy place to work, up to 4 meters of 22 gram sampled underground. We've got Majama, which is coming along slowly in terms of social license. It's a challenge to work there, but we're making progress. The thing about Majama is it's just huge. It's probably the biggest vein system by footprint in Colombia, probably over 120 square kilometers. We've identified, I think, 60 veins. We've been underground in the artisan workings called the Bombona Zone, enough to know that we'll basically drill what the miners are mining, and it's 20 grams gold, 200 grams silver. And then what we have kind of as our, what you might want to call our flagship projects for joint venture would be Orabeja and Terrace. Those projects were both picked up based on proximity to other deposits. Orabeja is immediately adjacent to Agnico Eagle's ENZA project that they're drilling on currently. And Terrace is very close and would be a suitable satellite operation for B2 Gold's Gramalote. Those two, last two, and those are big company projects, you know, I mean, you know, 2 4-million-ounce just exploration objective type targets and appropriate for a big company to take on and bring and advance. But like I say, the Orabeja and the Manteras, I mean, they're right in Major's backyard, so we hope to have fruitful talks on those, both those properties.
Yeah, it'll be nice to follow along and see if some of the JV partners put some money in the ground and move those projects forward. As far as moving the Santa Ana project forward, can you just remind everybody of what the budget was for this exploration program, where you're at in the process, and what kind of money the company has in the treasury?
The company has between $3 and $4 million. That lets us do the 15,000 meter program anyway, if more or less, depending on you know, what the actual how we actually execute the plan, but more or less I think we can get what we need done with the money we have on hand.
Okay, Joe, we're going to wrap it up here, but a lot of drilling going on, so we will follow up as we start to get some of those results coming back. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shat@kereport.com, and we will get Joe to address any of those questions. Joe, in the meantime, keep us up to date on future news, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time.